All right, an Alito trio is finishing the Ragbri ride across the state of Iowa, which finished on this Saturday in Burlington. Monty Smith, tell us about this group here, and why did you decide to do this?
So originally it was Alika's idea. We were on vacation last year, and she was like, hey, what do you think about doing this? And me, I didn't have any idea what it was about, and I was like, yeah, let's go on an adventure. And then we found out later on that it was 450 miles. It's the hilliest rag ride that they've ever had at over 18,000 feet of elevation change. But it was certainly an experience and adventure for us throughout the week.
And you deal with the weather elements too. Were there any type of issues in regards to that, I guess, this past week?
So the first few days were actually like kind of perfect weather conditions for us. There were short trips for us. It was just over 40 miles. And we had a tailwind behind us the entire time. But then after that, we had it progressively got worse, where it was 5 mile an hour to 10. And then I think by the end of the week, it was 15 to, and then gust up to 20. And it was just felt like you're riding backwards.
When do you hit a wall, or how many times do you hit a wall in this event?
Well, there are a couple different times that we certainly hit a wall. And we found that, you know, you have to make sure that you're continuously eating and hydrating your body correctly. Otherwise, like I said, there's some time when we get into town and we're like, if we don't get food, we're not moving on. Like, so that's the one fortunate part is there were so many stops that we could, hey, there's vendors here. Let's get something to eat. And like I said, the 100-mile day was tough because we knew that there was a specific hill that we had to go up twice. And it was just, hey, get in a low gear and just chug along because it wasn't going to be pretty.
All right. So I know Peyton Holmes, brother-in-law to Monty Smith, mm-hmm. involved in this, track athlete in your Mercer County High School Monmouth College days. How much does that help, or does it really matter, or how do you train or get ready for this thing?
Yeah, so that was actually like my main concern just because I was always a sprinter. I'd always done very short burst stuff, and that's what I was good at, and I'd never done anything endurance based in my life, and so I was very skeptical about this whole thing. But we did a lot of work to get ready for it, and I'm definitely not an endurance athlete, and but I was able to kind of work around my strengths and get through. Essentially, it was different than how most people would ride a bike, but at the end of the day, I got to the finish.
Tell me about the scenery across the state of Iowa. And you mentioned Monty mentioned the hilliest ride ever with Ragbri, but I know with the height of the corn right now in late July, it has to be a pretty picturesque route across the state.
Oh yeah, it was definitely beautiful. There's definitely, every time you got to the top of the hill, you know, the best thing about it was that you got a beautiful view of the countryside. And we tried to get some videos along the way, and hopefully they turned out well, and we'll be able to share those as well. But yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah.
So I know the ending point was Burlington. The starting point was where in Iowa? He said 450 miles?
Glenwood, Iowa, very southwest corner. Yep.
So did you ever, in terms of traveling across Iowa on the bike, did you know once the thing started, you're like, hey, I'm finishing this thing?
Oh yeah, definitely. There was no doubt that I was going to finish it. I mean, it was definitely tough along the way. But as we were driving out there, it's just like, you know, the hours tick by driving out there, and it's just like, we are going to ride our bike back this entire way. And it just doesn't seem possible. And you just keep going, you know, one day at a time, 1 mile at a time, and eventually you get there.
All right. Alika Holmes is a teacher at New Boston Elementary, so a perfect way to spend your summer vacay. So this was your idea. Why did you want to do it?
So I actually saw a YouTube video a couple years ago, and I had never heard of Ragbri, being from the other side of Illinois. So I brought it up, and a couple years ago, Peyton told me that I was absolutely insane for just the thought of doing it. And then last year on family vacation, one of my friends mentioned it, and I was like, oh, Monty, you want to do this? Because as a teacher, he also has summers off, so we don't have much to do. So we just decided that we were going to start training for it, and we got some training under our belt and signed up, and there was really no backing out after that.
So we're talking to you on Saturday when it finished. Now, when did it officially start? How many days was it then?
So it was 7 days of biking, and then the eighth day, day zero, they call it, was the expo where everybody comes in. You can walk around, whole bunch of vendors there.
And then how, explain to us, you know, I've seen some social media posts on, you know, over the years. How neat is it, or what is kind of the vibe when you reach your, you know, whatever the point is that day for what town you stop in along the route? How neat is that? And in terms of the state really and the RAGBRAI communities kind of embracing that?
Yeah, so RAGBRAI uses the term Iowa nice. And so when you come into a town, all of the people are there greeting you and welcoming you and thanking you for coming. And it's just a big mood booster because you've come up however many hills it took to get to that town. And every town in Iowa is on a hill. So you're struggling up the last hill and there's people at the top cheering. And it's just a really big morale booster.
So tell me then the emotion of today where you, the ceremony is you dip your bicycle tires in the Mississippi River.
Yeah, it was a love-hate relationship. I loved that we were there, and I kind of hated getting there today because we came up one of a really big hill, which I struggled with. But we overcame it, and we started seeing the river as we came into Burlington and had about 3 miles left till we got to the tire dip, and it was all gas, no brakes at that point.
All right, so it's interesting. So you do this with your husband, and then you do this with a brother-in-law. I mean, is that the best way to do it in terms of a team? And then what's it like with the other riders that you travel across the state with? What's that like?
It was really nice to do it with Peyton and Monty just because I knew I had a support system, and if I needed someone supporting me, they were going to be behind me telling me, you know, that I could do it. And then that same thing goes for the other riders. Like, you're going up a really tough hill and you have somebody alongside you just starting a conversation, asking you where you're from, if it's your first RAGBRAI. And it's, you never really have a dull moment and you're meeting all these new people. And it's really fun stories because we all kind of rode at our own pace and met up in each town we stopped in. So we'd be like, oh, I met this person from whatever town in Illinois. And then we were able to share those stories together.
And then I'm just curious, I know there's training involved, but I'm assuming then if you want to do RAGBRAI, like I can't say I'm going to do RAGBRAI and get my old like sixth grade Schwinn bicycle out of the garage and say I'm going to do it. I mean, what does it take for people who are, they would like the scenery part, I think. They would love that traveling across Iowa on a bike. But then, you know, what is the commitment of training to get ready for 450 miles on a bike?
Yeah, so we started riding around February, and we just had like a Walmart bike that we were just kind of training. We put it on a stationary stand in our house, and it became very apparent very quickly that that was not going to cut it. So Peyton actually started doing some research and found a hybrid Trek bike. So it's between a mountain bike and a road bike in order for us to, you know, get across the state as efficiently as possible and survive on the unoptional gravel parts that we had this year. But yeah, it took a lot of research on our parts, just not ever doing biking things before.
Well, and since it was your idea, that this is why I'm going to ask you the other questions then. Do you, like, how many times did you, I'm assuming you have to change your tires a couple times. And I mean, what's the bike maintenance involved in a 450 mile hilly trip across the state of Iowa?
So it's really funny that I get asked this question because I had no flat tires and my chain didn't come off. And we took my bike to a bike shop in town before we started on day zero, just because I had a shifting problem and they fixed it really easily. One of the things that helps is there's bike shops in every town that we stop in, multiple. And then the Air Force actually has a cycling team. So they had 150 riders this year and I think 15 support drivers. And they're on the route specifically to help anybody who's pulled over to the side of the road. So they posted their stats, and I think on day three they had changed like 150 tires.
Me being one of them.
Peyton being one of them. They had some really cool statistics on just what they did. they helped with medical stuff and tires and chains and all that stuff. So I don't really think Ragbri is possible without that Air Force cycling team, but I've definitely learned a lot about bike maintenance myself.
Now, I know a lot of people have said, like, the first time you run a marathon, the training, of course, getting ready for it. Some people say, well, it's the easiest because you've never done it before.
Yeah.
And then if you do it again, you kind of know what you're up against. Is that true with Ragbri not doing it before and being able to finish it?
I think it's true for some aspects of it. So the Ragbri route changes every year, and this is the most southern route that they've done ever. In a lot of these towns, it was their first time ever. So it was the hilliest route, and training hills around Aledo isn't the easiest part because we have to find safe roads. So we tried to train our hills the best we could, but hopefully next year it's more north or central Iowa, maybe a little less hills, but Iowa.
So then you're doing it again?
We've talked a lot about it. I think what we've said is we'll talk in like 2 weeks and see if this is something that we will give our bodies a little bit time to recuperate before we decide.
Well, great to see an Aledo trio finish the Ragbri here in 2024. Alika Holmes, Peyton Holmes, and Monty Smith joining us on WRMJ.